在 Murmur Features Maintained， The Concept of Classification Nomenclature Diagnostic Criteria and Reporting Strategies for Sarcomas and Their Interpretation as Malignant Tumors、except for micronodular sarcomas with lymphoid stroma have been maintained at least in Table 1. Sarcomas are classified as Type 1 sarcoma, AB sarcoma, Type B sarcoma, MNT, and metaplastic sarcoma by histology and rarely immunohistochemistry such as immature T-cell content. Type A sarcoma includes an atypical variant. B sarcomas is separated into B1, B2, and B3 sarcomas. The high frequency of GTF21 mutation in type 1 and type B sarcomas was confirmed, while the low prevalence in type B sarcomas and TCs is less consistently reported. What's new in this, the new guidelines? A former new feature throughout the book is the introduction of paragraphs termed essential and desirable diagnostic criteria, where obligatory and optional morphological and molecular features of given tumor entity are listed as amplified for each thymic epithelial tumor in supplement table S1. Two lesions previously listed as the sarcoma types are no longer included in the fifth edition. Microscopic sarcomas are now considered nodular epithelial hyperplasia. Nodular epithelial hyperplasia because of persistent lack of evidence of their progressive nature, and sclerosing sarcomas are now considered to represent conventional sarcomas with regressive changes. The classification of sarcomas and thymic carcinomas is strongly reinforced by new molecular findings. First, the TCGA study showed that type A and type AB sarcomas on one hand and B1 to B3 sarcomas on the other hand each belong to a spectrum of tumors with minimal overlap between them. Both groups were genomically completely distinct from thymic carcinomas. Second, gain-of-function mutation of HRAS like the oncogenic GTF21 mutation segregated with type A and AB sarcomas, while loss-of-function mutations of TP53 were typical of type B sarcomas and thymic carcinomas. Third, chromosomal translocations, gene fusions, have been newly recognized in sarcomas. Metaplastic sarcomas showed a unique YAP1 MAMR2 translocation, while novel KMT2A MAMR2 translocation was restricted to 6% of pretreated aggressive type B2 and B3 and combined sarcoma and B3 sarcoma, but were not found in other sarcomas and pure sarcomas. Both translocations are thought to be oncogenic drivers, together with a well-established MAMR2 translocation of thymic mucous epidermoid carcinomas. There are now three different thymic endocrine tumors types implicating oncogenic involvement of the MAMR2 gene, suggesting the possibility that the thymic niche could be conducive to growth of clones harboring fusion involving the MAMR2 gene. Fourth, microRNA profiles, including overexpression of the microRNA cluster MIC19MC on chromosome 19, sharply separate type A and AB sarcoma from type B sarcomas and thymic carcinomas. With respect to the enigmatic etiology of the murmurs, the observation of an enrichment of C to T mutations with CpG denucleotide is the first hint to an aging-related pathogenesis. Unexpectedly, the TCG study on thymomers did not reveal oncogenic driver mutations amenable to currently available targeted therapies. Nevertheless, the small molecular inhibitor everolimus is clinically active and used for treatment of recurrent thymomas. Furthermore, thymomas were found to exhibit the lowest tumor mutational burden along all adult human cancers, which might limit the value of current available immune checkpoint inhibitors. However, thymomas count among human cancers to have the highest prevalence of extensive and strong PD-L1 expression in tumor cells, a predictive biomarker of response to immune checkpoint inhibitors. It is the high frequency of immune checkpoint inhibitor-induced severe immune-mediated toxicity that currently prohibits adoption of immunotherapy, including immunocheckpoint inhibitors for the management of thymomas, whether unemployed and particular transcriptonic profiles that were found to be associated with the presence of autoimmune myasthenia gravis in thymomas may serve as predictive biomarkers of immune-mediated adverse events associated with immune checkpoint-based interventions have not been assessed. Reporting of heterogeneous thymic epithelial tumors. Reporting of heterogeneous thymic epithelial tumors. While thymomas composed of more than one histological type are common, other combinations of thymic epi-endocrine tumors are rare. Examples include combined thymic squamous cell carcinoma and type B2, B3 thymoma, combined thymic carcinoma and macronodular thymoma with lymphoid stroma, combined low-grade papillary adenocarcinoma and type A, AB thymoma, combined sarcomatoid carcinoma with type A or metaplastic thymoma, combined small cell carcinoma and thymoma, and combined small cell carcinoma and thymic carcinoma. The combinations usually occur not as random event, but are likely clonally related due to transformation of a lower-grade neoplasm to a more aggressive neoplasm or bidirectional differentiation of the neoplasm. In the fifth edition of the World Health Organization classification of thoracic tumors, the nomenclature is more streamlined, whereas the reporting of heterogeneous thymomas is exclusively based on the prevalence of the different thymoma components. The reporting of other combined thymic epithelial tumors take the aggressiveness of the various components into account when applicable. When questions addressed below together with those related to thymic carcinomas, this is the second part.